Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hello, loves. Welcome to another episode of the Heal Your Story podcast, which is dedicated to empowering you on your journey toward emotional well-being and healing. Today, we embark on a journey to explore the intertwined emotions of abandonment, attachment, and rejection. Episode 171, Navigating Rejection, A Path to Emotional Healing. Have you ever felt the sting of rejection? That gnawing ache deep within when you're left wondering, why wasn't I enough? Or why did they leave? We've all been there, and it's natural to seek answers and solace when facing rejection. In this episode, we'll explore the profound connections between abandonment, attachment, and rejection. We'll uncover how these emotions are like the threads of a tapestry, right? Or the threads swinging down from the ceiling. But they're woven together, influencing our thoughts, our behaviors, and our self-worth. But the good news, you can overcome rejection as long as you understand its roots and how it intertwines with abandonment and attachment. As an emotional health and empowerment coach, I've witnessed the incredible transformations that are possible when we explore the depths of these emotions and heal from the heart space instead of the head space. Today, I'll be sharing insights from my experience and guiding you on a path to healing through heart-based practices and somatic experiences. If you're wanting to move to that next level of your life, then I invite you to book a Heal Your Story Breakthrough Intensive with me to get you unstuck and moving forward. The link to do so is in the show notes. So this episode is filled with practical wisdom and actionable steps to help you navigate these complex emotions. Whether you've faced rejection in your personal life or your professional arena, this episode is your roadmap to healing and growth. So settle in as we unravel the intricacies of abandonment, attachment, and rejection, discovering the keys to unlocking your emotional well-being. Let's get started right after the sponsor break.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, welcome back. Now, let's get into understanding the emotions. Let's start off with abandonment. Abandonment, it's a complex emotion that often arises from pretty early life experiences or significant losses in our adulthood. It's a feeling of being left behind, unwanted, or forgotten. This emotion can manifest in various ways, from the fear of rejection to the belief that we're inherently unlovable. Now, abandonment can be traced back to childhood experiences where primary caregivers may have been emotionally or physically unavailable. These early relationships deeply influence our attachment styles and how we perceive ourselves in relationships. Now, attachment. Attachment, on the other hand, is the emotional bond we form with our caregivers and significant others. It's a fundamental aspect of human development. The quality of our early attachments influences our ability to trust, to form relationships and cope with rejection. Understanding attachment styles, such as secure, anxious, or avoidant attachment, can shed light on how we approach relationships and handle rejection. Anxious individuals might fear abandonment intensely, while avoidant individuals might struggle to express their emotional needs. Okay, here we are, rejection. Now let's delve into rejection, the focal point of today's discussion. Rejection is a universal human experience, and it can take various forms, whether it's a romantic breakup, being excluded from a social group, or facing professional setbacks, losing your job. Rejection often triggers intense emotional reactions. Now, what's crucial to understand is that rejection isn't just a standalone emotion. It's intricately connected to abandonment and attachment. When we experience rejection, it can stir up feelings of abandonment, as if we're being cast aside or deemed unworthy. Our attachment style may also dictate how we perceive and react to rejection. Old patterning can be triggered by rejection and bring up unconscious and even conscious feelings of the past. So, what's the real impact of rejection? Rejection cuts deep. It's an emotional wound that can leave us feeling vulnerable, unworthy, and even ashamed. When we face rejection, it often resurrects past feelings of abandonment, intensifying the emotional turmoil. The emotional impact of rejection can vary from person to person, but common responses include sadness, anger, anxiety, and a blow to your self-esteem. It's vital to recognize and acknowledge these emotions rather than suppress them. I mean, it's always easier to push things away and not deal with them. But what ends up happening? They come back full force and even harder. So again, acknowledging these emotions rather than suppressing them. What are some coping mechanisms? To deal with the pain of rejection, many of us adopt coping mechanisms. Some may resort to avoidance, like we just mentioned, steering clear of situations where rejection could occur. Others might deny their feelings or seek external validation to soothe their wounded pride. Now, what happens when we avoid or push away is that those emotions stay stuck and unresolved in our body, and our nervous system gets more and more and more agitated so that it's harder to deal. So while these coping strategies, they offer a very temporary relief, they can really hinder us in the long term and in our healing. Avoidance can lead to isolation, and seeking external validation may create dependency on others' approval. And that's a whole nother form of attachment. It's essential to explore healthier ways of coping and healing from rejection. So despite its emotional toll, rejection also can be a catalyst for growth and resilience. When we confront rejection with self-awareness and a growth mindset, we have the opportunity to learn more about ourselves, our boundaries, and our desires. And we're able to become more aligned, like I spoke last week, more aligned with our true desires instead of pushing them to the outside. And I've seen this many times with myself and my clients that rejection, however painful it may be in the moment, often opens us up to something even better for our present and our future. So coming up, we'll explore strategies for healing and growth from rejection, transforming it from a painful experience into a stepping stone toward healing. All right, so some of these strategies, you know, I use a method, and it's healing through heart-based healing and somatic experiencing. I'm going to chat for a few minutes about a portion of my unique Heal Your Story method, right, for healing. And I use portions of this method or all of this method in my one-on-one work and also in the breakthrough intensives I have with clients. So heart-based healing is a holistic approach that invites us to connect with our inner selves on a very profound level. It's about nurturing self-compassion, self-love, and acceptance. Because when we embark on a journey of heart-based healing, we acknowledge and honor our emotional experiences instead of pushing them away or stuffing them down. Now, this approach encourages us to process emotions through the heart center, through the heart space, allowing us to release pent-up feelings of rejection, abandonment, attachment, and any emotions that we're having trouble with. By cultivating self-love and compassion, we create a nurturing environment for healing to take place. So I also use somatic experiencing. Somatic experiencing is another powerful tool for emotional healing. It focuses on the connection between the mind and the body, recognizing that emotional pain can manifest physically. Now, through somatic experiencing, we learn to listen to our bodies, identifying and releasing stored trauma and emotional tension. By paying attention to bodily sensations and practicing mindfulness, we can release the physical and emotional tension associated with rejection. Now, this approach helps us reconnect with our bodies, fostering a sense of safety and grounding. How do we integrate this? What makes heart-based healing and somatic experiencing particularly effective is their synergy. Together, they provide a comprehensive toolkit for healing the complex web of emotions tied to rejection, abandonment, attachment, anger, joy, guilt, shame, the list goes on. These approaches empower us to transform our relationship with rejection, seeing it not as a source of shame, but as an opportunity for growth and self-discovery. This integration, this synergy, allows us to calm the nervous system enough to actually start healing. As we conclude this episode, I want to leave you with a roadmap for moving forward on your healing journey. I'm going to give you 5 takeaways. 1, acknowledge your emotions. The first step toward healing is acknowledging and embracing your emotions. Remember, it's okay to feel the pain of rejection, abandonment, or attachment-related wounds. It's a part of being human. 2, practice self-compassion. Cultivate self-compassion and self-love. Understand that you are worthy of love and belonging, regardless of past experiences. Heart-based healing can guide you in this process. 3, seek support. Don't hesitate to seek support if you find that these emotions are overwhelming or really deeply rooted. Therapists, counselors, coaches can provide valuable guidance on your healing journey. 4, use somatic awareness. Incorporate somatic awareness into your daily life. Pay attention to the physical sensations that arise when you experience rejection. Use somatic experiencing techniques to release tension and trauma stored in your body. 5, celebrate growth. Finally, celebrate your growth and resilience. Rejection, when approached with self-awareness and healing techniques, can become a catalyst for personal transformation. Each step forward is a victory. Remember, healing from the web of emotions tied to rejection, abandonment, and attachment is a process. It takes time, patience, and self-compassion. Rest assured, you have the tools and knowledge to embark on this journey toward emotional well-being and empowerment. Now, if you're wondering, okay, this is all great information, but how do I implement those? If you have questions, or'd like to share your experiences, or want to learn more, please feel free to reach out to me via email or social media. And again, if you want to get started now with healing the emotions that keep you stuck, then book a Heal Your Story Breakthrough Intensive. That's a 75-minute deep dive with me to shift your life. The link is in the show notes. I am sending you lots of love and healing. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or Love Wide Open on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.